is what, 20 of them waiting outside his house. This is what happened.
What did I do? What's the common nuisance? What did I do? Tell me. I'm not getting out of the car until you tell me. I'm not getting out. Look, cop there. Cop there. I'm not getting out of the fucking car. You're on my property. Get off my property. Everybody's watching this right now. It's live. It's live. And I'm going to bring people in the live. I'm going to bring this. What disturbance? You said I caused a disturbance. I'm not getting out of the car. Call 911, everybody. Report this to York Region PD. Call the news. Call everybody. I want everybody to see this. I am not getting out of the car. They're trying to illegally arrest me. They're saying I caused a disturbance. I haven't done anything. What disturbance did I cause? What date?
From March 12th when you were at Longo's.
March 12th at Longo's.
Yep.
How did I cause a disturbance? I claimed a mask exemption, and I did my shopping, and I left. So you cannot arrest me. I'm not getting out of the car. Everyone has that on video. I claimed a mask exemption at Longo's. I did my shopping legally and left. That is not causing a disturbance. That is not causing a disturbance. That is not trespassing. I'm not getting out of the car. I'll sign it under duress. I want everybody to know they're forcing me to sign a legal document under duress. So it's not legally binding, but I'll sign it. Give it to me.
Let me get a pen for you.
No, yeah. See, they're going to try to make me sign an illegal document for an illegal arrest so they can try to put more conditions on me, so they can try to silence me from speaking because they don't want me to say things like, hashtag, just say no, because they know that that's going to ruin their little agenda. And they see how far they go, people? See what they try to do? See how many laws they try to break? Do you understand how this works? So this is why we need united non-compliance and balls of iron. Understand? I want everybody to see this is the kind of firepower they brought to my house. I want everybody to see it. Half of them have already left. Look at this. Look at this. They even blocked off Keel Street. They blocked off both sides of Keel Street. Look. Look at this, guys. Look at this.
Real quick.
They blocked off the entire...
There are police cars going back. It looks like 300 yards. You can see them way off the distance. This is totally insane. It goes on and on. He shows at least 20 cars. Joining us is the thought criminal, Chris Sky, who's all over international news, who's been exposing the tyranny, who last year predicted that they would put the pressure on, remove it, put it back on. They now admit that's the plan. It's a plan all over the world. It's just that Canada and Australia and places are ahead of us 6 months. It's all coming here, folks. They're going to clamp the controls down after this summer again. Many areas are still clamped down. The suicide's exploding, all of it. It's a plan to train us to be on house arrest and prisoners. Chris, tell us when this happened and any other details we should know.
Okay, so I was actually coming home from the gym. I finished the gym at around midnight, and I was driving my boss's truck, which is very similar to my truck. I drive a white Range Rover, and so does he. I gave my car to an employee that day, so I ended up taking this truck. I was on my way home. I was getting shadowed by the OPP, which is the Ontario Provincial Police, which I thought was strange. They pulled me over basically just to do an identity check on me and ask me where I was going, which I thought was strange, with three cop cars. But then they identified me. They didn't say I was doing anything wrong, no speeding or nothing like that. So they basically said, you're free to go. Oh, sorry. So I left. One of them started following me. And he followed me right till I got to Keel Street, which is where I live. And then he backed off. So I was like, okay, maybe they just wanted to make sure I was going home. So I got to my house. I was in my driveway. I have a gate that's manual. So I was about to get out of the car and open the gate. And somebody in plain clothes that doesn't identify themselves shines a flashlight. And so I rolled down the window. And they said, I'm under arrest. Get out of the car. Right away, I knew it was some kind of corrupt, bogus, off-the-books raid. Because if they had me under arrest, that means they had a warrant for my arrest. And if they had a warrant for my arrest, when I just got pulled over 10 minutes ago by the OPP, they would have told me right there when they ran my name and an ID, hey, you got an arrest warrant, we're going to take you. So I knew right away there was something fishy. I knew right away that they were basically just trying to kidnap me and get me to go along with it. So I said, what's the charge? What am I doing? And they tried to make it seem like it was about me going into a Longo's a couple weeks ago, or not even a couple weeks ago, like 7 days ago, where I went in without a mask. They tried to say they weren't going to serve me. I told them I had a medical exemption, which is the law, and they can't refuse the service by law. It's not even a criminal. It has nothing to do with criminal. It's a bylaw in the first place, so cops shouldn't even be involved. Bylaw should be involved. And if bylaw went there, bylaw would tell them, you have to serve this young man because that's the law. So I went in. They ended up giving me a bottle of maple syrup. I went to the till. I paid for it, and I left. So even if I had done something in the store that constituted a criminal charge, I think they said it was common nuisance and public mischief, something like that. In Canada, that's called a summary offense, which means it's only arrestable if it's caught in the act. So if I was there doing it and the cops came at that time, they could arrest
me. Over 20 cop cars came to ambush you to teach you a lesson. We're going to talk about it when we come back. But again, this is the UN directing this, in control of your police. It's absolutely out of control. People have to wake up to this being a global corporate takeover. We all follow China's lead. We'll be right back.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At UCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients, just like you, reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this, what can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions, equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, and MLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Waging war on corruption. Crashing the lies and disinformation. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're interviewing Chris Skye, a great activist, standing up against the global medical tyranny takeover. Now, coming up next hour after he leaves us, I'm going to get to the disintegration of Biden, the Chinese openly scolding his minions on international TV in Alaska yesterday, Putin making a total fool out of Biden after Biden threatened him and said, we're going to get you and all this. Now Biden falls down twice going up the stairs. I mean, he is on another planet, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, wow. Oh, he tried to do that big fancy man, tough guy climb. And he fell down twice. This is all emblematic, all done on purpose. This is the guy they stole the election for. Simply insane. And he called Kamala Harris, President Harris, again. Hope the left's happy with what you've done. You want the country to go down? Well, it is. And they'll be so stupid, just like in Venezuela, they'll ask for more free stuff and more communism, and things will get worse. They'll ask for more, and they'll get worse, because that's the nature of these people. They have a spiritual disease in their minds. Going back to Chris Sky. Chris, again, for people that don't know who you are, most people do, you're one of the leading activists exposing, predicting all this. That cue up last year where he predicted that they'd bring the lockdowns back when he was right when he got back from Ireland. But again, this is what's coming for everybody in the future. They admit in Canada they've built secret facilities. Now your prime minister makes you for 14 days go pay to be in a government hotel when you fly back to Canada, but the borders are wide open, basically. This is just insane. Where is all this going, and why did they have to back down from saying you're under arrest to having to admit that you weren't under arrest? What were they thinking?
Well, first of all, the most important part of this video is where it's going and why they were targeting me. So I'm just going to go real quick about what happened. Obviously, it was an illegal police raid. Obviously, I knew they didn't have authority. The way I held them accountable is I went on a live, and I even asked any Canadians that were in the area to come there to support me. And sure enough, when they're on camera, they knew they couldn't touch me. They knew they couldn't arrest me. They knew I wasn't going to give in. And when dozens of actual Canadian patriots showed up, they literally chased the police away. I've never seen anything like it. It was very touching. It made me inspired to be a Canadian. But the real thing we need to take away from this is not the police corruption, not that this came from, I'll call them out right now, this was straight from John Tory, Mayor John Tory, and Premier Doug Ford, and that's who everyone needs to blame if they want to blame somebody, because that's where this order came from. But the reason is why I'm being targeted. And the reason I'm being targeted is because, like you said, we're exposing this medical tyranny that they're trying to impose on us. And it's easy to expose when you know the end game, and the end game is the vaccine passport. They're openly talking about it now. And that's why, like you mentioned, they have these ridiculous travel restrictions where they want Canadians to pay for their own forcible confinement in a government quarantine facility full of potentially sick people and then go to their house when you can just go to your house. And the government tries to pretend it's for your safety. Obviously, it's not about for your safety. It's about controlling
and
you.
And by the way, I have three different provincial governors and leaders admitting they've got secret camps and they're grabbing people that have parties and stuff to punish them, taking them to those facilities. But then they have national news saying it doesn't exist. So we have the regional governors, we have the city councils admitting it, but then separately they say it doesn't exist.
No, obviously they exist, and obviously they're putting people in them. Some of them are known, some of them aren't known. They're even changing the locations of the ones that were known because they were getting too much publicity. But once again, the end game is this vaccine passport, and they pretend it's about travel. It has really nothing to do with travel. They want to make it part of every facet of your life. If they can get compliance of about 75% of the population to go along with it, then vaccine passport will become mandatory for travel. Then it will become mandatory for work, for going to the gym, for going to a concert, a hockey game, basketball game, etc. And that's what they want. They want to be able to impose a medical tyranny on you where you have no choice but to take this mRNA experimental concoction. We can't even call it a vaccine because it doesn't meet the definition of vaccine. That's untested, not FDA approved.
You're right. It's a gene therapy, mutagenic Franken weapon.
Whatever you want to call it, the point is they want to be able to inject you with it multiple times a year, every year for the rest of your life as a pretense to live your life.
Good
job. To combat this, I created an awareness campaign called #JustSayNo. And we're getting everybody on Instagram to make a wall post where they actually make a post or a video where they put the #JustSayNo in the post and then also in the caption, #JustSayNo. And then if they want me to share it and follow them back, I tell them to make it a story and tag @RealChrisSky. And we're doing that on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, everywhere. And we're seeing people from all over the world make a Just Say No video. And we want so many people to make it that Just Say No.
I'm glad. I should have said this up front. That's why I wanted to get you on. You talked about this during the 30 minutes while the police or the goons are at your house, all 20-plus police cars, is we've got to fight back. Everybody should have their own testimony on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. So what, are they going to ban you? They're going to, I mean, everybody needs to do it. People need to get these videos out, and they haven't banned you yet. Why is that?
They can't ban you. How can they ban you for telling people that they have a choice to say no? They can, they admit that they can't mandate this vaccine. So they're going to try to coerce you every which way possible. They're going to try to make your life as miserable as possible. So you're like, oh, I might as well just get it so we can go back to normal. No, you have rights. You have freedoms. You don't need
to. I'm trying to tell folks, absolutely. The people working at Big Tech are going to be hit by all this as well. We've got to wake up at some point about this big pharma takeover. Tell people the hashtag again.
It's hashtag just say no. And we want so many people to do it that that hashtag just say no becomes synonymous with just say no to the COVID vaccine. And once this becomes really well known, we're going to do real ads all over major American cities because we want people to ask those kinds of questions. Like, why are doctors saying to their patients that this vaccine is safe when there is absolutely no long-term safety or efficacy data? It's not FDA approved. It never completed human trials, never even tried to go through animal trials. And it's a concoction that's never before been used on mankind on a grand scale ever. And we have a company like Moderna that's never even made a product ever for human consumption, made or distributed. And the first product ever that they make for mass inoculation is an experimental concoction that they're calling a vaccine. And we've seen already thousands and thousands of reports of hospitalizations, adverse reactions, and even deaths in all age groups of the population, especially in the higher age groups. We already had, 16 countries banned the AstraZeneca vaccine, which isn't even an mRNA vaccine.
I think it's more than 25 plus. Yeah,
it's up to 25 now? Well, yeah. So, yeah, get a vaccine for a virus that has a 99.9% survival rate for up to people age up to 50, and then still around a 99% survival rate for people up to 65, and then it starts to slowly drop off into that. But get a vaccine that's going to give you a blood clot, or get a vaccine that's going to give you Bell's palsy, or get a vaccine that you don't know what's going to do to you in 3 years because they don't have testing data to tell you that. Meanwhile, they want you to take this multiple times a year because your vaccine passport will expire virtually every 6 months, and we know you have to take 2 shots every 6 months. So you're looking at 4 shots a year so you can go to work, so you can travel, so you can go see your friends.
And they always knew this. Gates a year ago said 5 shots. Now they're talking about, brother, you may have missed it, 10 shots a year.
I wouldn't be surprised. They already got babies getting 60 shots before they're 18 years old. When I was growing up, it was like something like 13. So what do you think is going to happen? Oh, that's straight off of the Twitter. So that's the Twitter version of it. People are just writing hashtag just say no on the actual post and in the caption. It's very important to put it in the caption because then when people actually search that, all the Just Say No's that ever been will go up. And there's on Instagram, there's about 280,000 posts with Just Say No.
And I'm telling the listeners, this show is copyright-free. Take this interview, cut it down however you want. Take the key things that Chris has said here and get this out as well. That's how we're changing the world. That's how you can really turn the tide against the globalists.
Because everybody asks me every day, what can I do, but what can I do, but what can I do? So I said, this is something you can do. You can tell everybody that they're not alone in asking questions. They're not alone in questioning why we should take this vaccine. They're not alone in not wanting to take it. And when more and more people ask questions and more people raise this awareness, the idea of the vaccine passport becomes unpalpable for the general population. And that's what we need, because that's their end game. And these people that keep thinking you have to comply to get through this, no, it doesn't work like that. Because if the vaccine passport is step 10, they got to go through step 1 through 9 before they can get to the vaccine passport. And every time you comply with the next step, they move to step 1, to step 2, to step 3. As soon as you don't comply with, say, step 4, they can't move forward to the vaccine passport agenda. And we get our lives.
Chris, stay there. I want to do a couple more segments with you. I know you got to go, and I got a bunch of news and calls to take. But you have been a visionary in the last year exposing all this, and everything you talked about came true because you were reading their own documents. Explain to people when we come back, take some time to explain how they need you to submit through these processes, how we know it's staged, how they admit it is a process of bringing us into tyranny. Like the UK said, oh, no, we're not going to have passports. Now they go, well, we are introducing them, but you don't have to have them, but next year they'll be mandatory. Or they say, oh, don't worry, we're not going to make you wear bracelets. They're freedom bracelets. Now they pass a law in Israel to make people wear them. We're going to come right back to you in just a minute. Please remember, listeners, stay right there. We've got to break. Go ahead.
Passport. They call it the green passport. Israel already implemented their version of the vaccine passport. They call it the green passport. And there's already an argument in the Supreme Court to try to make sure that people can still travel. because they're advertising in their mainstream media, if you don't get the vaccine, you're going to be relegated.
Well, that's it. They all do it color of law so the sheep will follow it, then the globalists leave themselves and out because they're not taking this. We've caught them all on tape not taking the shot. Netanyahu, all of them. We'll be right back on the other side with Chris Sky. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and Band.Video. The whole fight is you spreading the word, and the whole fight is you taking action.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Alex Jones here with the new InfoWars sale, and it is a fantastic sale. It is many of our best-selling products that just so happen to also be selling out, but despite that, they're 50% off and free shipping on these select items. Again, all of these are selling out except for BrainForce. It finally came back into stock. It's amazing. It's 50% off and free shipping. We've got the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the Kava Chill, the Vasobeats, the Alpha Power. All of these are bestsellers, 50% off and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, and it funds our operation. Plus, all of the Emmerix Essentials, essential oils, natural deodorants, shampoos, conditioners, a whole host of products. The entire Emmerix Essentials line is close to selling out. More coming in a few months, but despite that, right now, ladies and gentlemen, they're all 50% off as well with free shipping. Just follow the banners at InfoWarsStore.com to huge savings, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
To COVID is a lot worse than COVID, and COVID isn't about a virus. It's about increasing government control over our lives by using fear tactics to make people comply with giving up the rights and freedoms that millions of people fought and died for.
Cool. And what do you say to the people that we spoke to? Some of the people across the street, they're saying you guys are all stupid, that a lot of them say mandatory mask outside is what they want. How do you respond to people who are against what you're standing for here today?
Well, the fact of the matter is, I just came from Netherlands. The Dutch are not stupid people. They're smart, they're independent, and they have balls. So guess what? They have no masks. They have 17 million people. If you go to a train station, maybe 1 out of 20 people is scared enough to wear a mask. Their bars are open. The girls are still working. You can go smoke a joint in their coffee shops. You can eat in their restaurants. They're open till 2 o'clock in the morning, and they've had less than 200 people up to age 60 die. When I was also Amsterdam is one of the top 3 cities in all of Europe for international travel. 50 million visitors a year from all over the world.
This is the video of him in September of last year. They predicted that lockdowns would come back again. He's going to join me tomorrow for a special broadcast that's going to be taped to air, so it's like it's live. I'm going to start taping at noon. I'm going to go for 2 hours. Then we can add a lot of articles and documents that really boost the show up. And then it'll start streaming at tape to air. It's like it's live, but it's not. At 4 p.m. Central tomorrow. That way it'll be basically commercial free and streamed over the InfoWars network and any stations that want to pick it up. But everybody loves those Saturday shows. They always go viral because Saturday's a dead time, but there's actually not much media being put out on Saturday. So we find something we put out on Saturday goes the most viral. And so I appreciate Chris Sky coming on. In the 3 minutes we've got now, we'll talk about it more tomorrow. You're a smart cookie. You laid out everything in the last year. What's coming next with these monsters?
Oh, my God. You read my friggin' mind. That's exactly what I wanted to talk about. Because right now, I've been trying to warn people. I did lives about this a couple months ago to tell people this was going to happen. they're going to declare a third wave. They've already pretty much declared it with their mainstream media, even though there's nothing. They even started building a giant field hospital at Sunnybrook Hospital that's going to be completely empty unless the vaccinated people start getting sick. But they're going to declare a third wave. They've already been pretending like they're trying to open us. In reality, it's the next bait and switch, and they're going to try to lock us down. They know that if they can lock us down now, they can lock us down until probably about May, and they're going to knock out another 10, 15% of Canada's businesses, which is like chopping another arm off of the country. And that's their plan. Their plan is to let you think you're coming off this lockdown, but really they're going to declare this third wave in Canada. I'm talking about Canada right now. I don't know about the rest of the world.
Oh, they're doing it here for sure. They're going to do it right. I think they'll launch it in August. I think by August they'll announce the third wave. What do you think?
No. Here they're already announcing it as we speak. Like, as I speak, they're announcing the so-called third wave in Canada, in Ontario right now, and probably by next week, they're going to start telling people that they're going to be pulling the emergency brake on opening, and they're going to start rolling people back into what they call the gray zone.
Sure, and then for us later, we're always 6 months behind you guys and other countries because they beta tested there first. I totally agree with you. Like, I've seen them saying, oh, we may not be able to reopen. So, again, they dangle in front of you. Well, it's like Biden said, maybe you can have a backyard cookout if you behave yourself on July 4th.
Yeah, that's basically what they're telling you. They're basically telling you, sorry, guys, it's too dangerous to open up. It's too dangerous to allow you to work. It's too dangerous to remove these travel restrictions.
Well, the answer is to recall every one of their asses.
We got to hold every single one of them accountable. Remember when the masks were supposed to be for 1 month, people? Now it's been over a year. If the masks were going to work, they would have worked by now. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So now they're doubling down on the masks, and they extended the mask mandate indefinitely. It doesn't even expire in 2022. So what do you think they're planning on doing? You think they're planning on giving you your lives and your freedoms back? Or you think they're planning on prolonging this year after year after year, the longer they can get you to comply? I ask people why they're complying, and I have three different answers. Some people are afraid of the virus. That's very few. A lot of people are afraid of the government or afraid of getting kicked out of the store. And then the other very common answer, which is the most terrifying to me, and I want this to be the last thing people hear, is people say they just want to follow the rules. How do you follow rules that are 100% against your best interest? How do you follow rules that you know are going to destroy your family and ruin your child's future?
That lead you to a horrible place. You're a hero, Chris. You make me feel better to know there's men and women like you out there. We love you. We'll talk to you tomorrow, sir. God bless. We'll be right back.
Gemrick's Essentials is all natural, all organic, high-end, quality, clean self-care products. And they are 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping for a limited time. That is the three essential oil, all-natural hand sanitizers. That's all of these high-end, super pure, quality essential oils in basically every popular scent that's out there. Then, of course, we have the natural shampoo, organic. We also have the body wash. It's all there. And our best-selling organic deodorant from Enrich Essentials, 50% off and free shipping, part of our big blowout sale that's taking place right now. We also have Rainforest Plus Nootropic back in stock. It's 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off and free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com on these select items.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
What would happen if you gave Bill Gates truth serum? Well, really what you get, he admits he wants to depopulate the earth, wants to get rid of old people, thinks humans are horrible. His dad ran Planned Parenthood, the World Eugenics Society. His mother headed up the foundation of the founder of IBM for eugenics. He was the number two guy under Hitler, Thomas Watson. Ran Cold Springs Harbor. Can't make this up. Yeah, Cold Springs Harbor actually trained the Nazis, trained the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute that actually trained the Nazis, and Joseph Mengele that trained at the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute. And so he pretty much tells you what he's going to do to you. But an animator put together some of the real quotes of Gates, along with some of the things that are actually said in their white papers, like Operation Lockstep, Event 201, and others. And this is what they came up with, and it's damn accurate. So this is Bill Gates on Truth Serum.
Hello, useless eaters. As your unqualified, non-elected global human health overlord, I'd like to take this opportunity to flaunt my position of power and influence over society and share some of my plans for you and your future. When I amassed my fortune in computer software, I demonstrated that I was willing to lie, steal code, cheat my partners, and exercise monopolistic control to destroy my competitors. Now that I've retired, I can rebrand myself as a humanitarian. With my for-profit foundation masquerading as a charity, I can advocate for population reduction and sponsor mass human experiments with unproven vaccines in vulnerable populations. Like my father, a powerful banker, eugenicist, and Rockefeller crony himself, it's always been my ambition to decide who lives and, more importantly, how many have to die. Whether it's under the guise of climate change or world health, it's really all about controlling and culling the human herd for fun and profit. In November of last year, I hosted Event 201, a war game simulation of a global pandemic. Leaders from private corporations, global banks, governments, and the media got together to strategize ways they could align in lockstep when responding to a worldwide health crisis. Using a coordinated campaign of fear-mongering, intimidation, social shaming, and economic blackmail, we realized that we could get around dangerous philosophies like individual liberty and national sovereignty. With an obedient population, we would be free to implement our own top-down solutions, like forced quarantines, social distancing, contact tracing, and mandatory testing, as a means to seize technocratic control of society. Now imagine my excitement when we had the opportunity to declare our own global pandemic. It was my chance to look like the Nostradamus of public health and to position myself and business partners like Dr. Fauci as the de facto authorities on response and solutions. Through exaggerated doomsday scenarios and computer simulations, our petty control freaks instituted harsh rules and draconian lockdowns. Even after our dire predictions proved false, scared and well-meaning people continued to submit to the arbitrary and foolish demands of their so-called leaders. Having achieved global lockdown and medical martial law, we will continue to hold hostage your ability to congregate, work, travel, or do just about anything until we're prepared to roll out our bigger plan. I'd like to call this Pandemic One, because believe me, we have others in the works. Our final solution is to have you begging for us to vaccinate, tag, and digitally track each one of you like livestock. Not only will my foundation enjoy legal immunity and trillions in profits, but these mandatory experimental vaccines will move us so much further down the road to absolute centralized global control. If only my good friend Jeffrey Epstein had been here to celebrate with me aboard the Lolita Express. So remember, global citizens, this will end when I say it ends. Could be a year, maybe 2 years, maybe never. I guarantee that if we have our way, it will be at least until you're not able to do anything to stop it. Just surrender your personal freedom and common sense to our fear merchants in government and the media, because none of this works unless you all go along with it. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm off to do some augmented reality spirit cooking with Marina Abramovich. Bye now.
Thanks to you kids, we now know the virus is a hoax.
They included flu, pneumonia, and other infections to boost the numbers.
Let's find out who is really behind it all.
Like, President Trump is definitely behind one of these phantoms.
Sheesh, pig. Dr. Fauci?
Like, I thought doctors were supposed to help people, not scare them.
Microsoft's Bill Gates?
Not only a computer guy, he's a notorious vaccine pusher who wants to reduce the world's population.
I get it. So Bill Gates wanted to vaccinate everyone after Fauci convinced them there was a deadly disease outbreak. That's diabolical.
Yeah, that sounds pretty bad.
Don't worry, kids. These globalists won't get away with their pandemic hoax this time. Where they're going, they'll be locked up for a long good while in the big house.
Yeah. Better than a rock round at home.
But not if big tech has its way.
All right, we did it for an hour yesterday, and it was incredible. It was incredibly nightmarish, but they don't want you to be heard. They don't want you to Tell your story of what happened. You took the vaccine, or what happened to your father, your mother, your neighbor. They've tried to silence, you know, the families of famous sports stars that have died after taking the vaccine. And here we are on over 200 radio stations, over 100 TV and cable stations. And, of course, at band.video with audio and video streams, InfoWars.com. And our audience is so precious. It's a giant audience. But the system does everything it can to keep us from reaching new people. That's why everything is about you sending out the live links to the show from InfoWars.com. We put the live feed up, please. I want to show people the name of today's show. We give each show a title. Getting the articles, getting the videos on your text message, on your email, on your word of mouth, getting those out to people so they understand the truth. People are very, very hungry right now. There's the headline. Must watch Friday Live. The mark of the beast is here. Walmart joins Communist China EU with medical social credit score. And here it is out of the New York Times. Walmart becomes largest U.S. vaccine provider to join push for digital vaccine credentials. They say you may even need it in the future to go in their store. Oh, remember they had the UN call for it all? People go, oh, that'll never happen. I said, you watch. They'll just keep calling for it till you get used to it. Now, in the UK, they promised they wouldn't do it. It was a conspiracy theory. The internal documents came out. They were planning a year ago to roll this out. That was in Operation Lockstep 10 years ago. Crimson Contagion 2 years ago. It's all planned out. And everything they plan out, they pull until we say no. So they're just hitting us with everything they've got right now. No government would authorize mRNA gene therapy because in the human studies it caused so much cancer and death. And boy in the bubble syndrome. Look it up. Showed you mainline news yesterday. And so now they're just bum rushing us on every single front. And they're admitting that the vaccines are actually causing new virus strains that are actually deadlier than what was happening before. Which, again, is part of the plan. It's in the Rockefeller Foundation documents that I'm going to hit at the start of the next hour. But I want to give the number out. I want to take your phone calls, ladies and gentlemen, specifically on one subject in this first hour, because we have a phone system that takes 20 calls, and I probably only get like 10 calls an hour, but when I go through that board of calls, then I'm going to open the phones up again, because I'm going to be hosting the fourth hour, so we got a lot of time today. So let's say at the bottom of the next hour, we will shift out of that all-important topic to another big one, end-of-the-world stuff. Biden's people being absolutely shut down by the Communist Chinese at the first big summit in Alaska yesterday. Total disrespect for Biden. Total disrespect for America by North Korea because they know he's a puppet. And on their payroll, and Biden said, I'm going to let Xi Jinping do whatever he wants. He can run Hong Kong. He can run Taiwan. He can kill the Uyghurs if he wants. Remember what he said on CNN? That's the real policy. And so China doesn't see that as strength. They see that as weakness. So they rub our nose in it on international TV. And Putin didn't start it. Biden said, oh, you know, I'll take him behind the shed and kick his ass, like he said about Trump. He's like, well, you know, he's a killer. He's a piece of garbage. He's about to get it. We're about to show him. And this is all coming out of these globalist idiots who absolutely are totally bought off and sold out a bunch of dirtbag lawyers.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GTN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's the Alex Jones Show, starring Alex Jones and Owen Schroyer, Harrison Smith, and the rest of the great crew. But I tell you, we're not in Mayberry anymore, are we? No, we're not. Imagine if you could get in a time machine and go back into the past. Would you go there? You know, I don't think I would. Because back then we had our own problems and we had our own evils. But today we're really facing the ultimate threat here with civilization, here with society, really, really in a big, big, big way. Hey, guys, my earpiece came unclipped. It's driving me crazy. So will somebody come? I don't know. Maybe this is a new earpiece. It's just so long. It's super annoying. I've never seen a talk show host that's got like a 2-foot-long earpiece. So I know you guys love this earpiece and everything. You told me this is the earpiece I ought to use. But it's just driving me absolutely insane. But let's go ahead and roll that video of the Commander-in-Chief Biden with some audio, please. Thanks. There you go. And he's just kind of stumbling along there towards the aircraft, and he looks like he's having trouble walking right there. He's got his little virtue signaling face diaper on and doesn't seem to know what planet he's on. And then as he goes up, he falls down twice, and he is losing weight extremely fast. No amount of amphetamines, no amount of blood transfusions are going to put the Crypt Keeper back together again. They all salute the guy that couldn't even get a crowd of 100 people at his event. He stole the election from Trump. He's got military surrounding everything, and he falls down three times. Three times. Can't even get back up, and then does this little ginger, I'm a cool lawyer thing, and then turns around and salutes everyone. So you know what Joe Biden really is he is the gravestone that marks the end of America. That's really what he is. America born July 4, 1776, died January 20th, 2021. And I don't say that with any relish. I don't say that with enjoyment. We have to admit the country is gone. And I'm going to cover that more after I take your calls. But China, again, just humiliated us in Alaska in a face-to-face with the administration. Putin just humiliated us because you've got this empty suit that can't even talk, that's shooting his mouth off and saying we're about to punish Russia with serious warlike rhetoric. And the average leftist is oblivious because they believe they can suspend the rules of the universe. They believe they can suspend common sense and justice and all of this. And just, this is what happens with these corporate heads that have been having everybody do what they say for decades. Remember the Deepwater Horizon. And this is one of the most important things I've ever said. Remember the Deepwater Horizon. And Kurt Russell did a great job. The point is that they made a movie out of it. And it's based off the court filings and the court hearings. And so I knew that when I saw the movie. I later learned that on the DVD, they actually had hours of the actual court testimony. And I actually watched the court testimony that I guess came out years after they had the trial. And they knew, the engineers knew that when they stopped dumping concrete into the super deep gas well, that it would cause a blowout and a huge explosion. But the executives in London told the executives in D.C., you're spending $25 million a day putting concrete in there. They had dozens of ships a day delivering the concrete. They said, we're a huge, rich company. We just say don't put concrete in. And the mathematicians, the engineers said, it will blow up. And they said, we say you're wrong. And they follow the order, and they stop dumping the concrete in. And then another high-level manager got there, but he still wasn't an executive. Another engineer said, I don't care. My job's on the line. We're not doing this. Stopped it. Stopped the drilling until they were going to put more concrete in. They said, well, you know what? We're just going to do the pressure test now. Ordered the pressure test, and it blew up. You know what happened. And it's the same thing. Gates just did this. They couldn't get any government to approve the mRNA gene editing, which, of course, is a big deal. I mean, if they can really figure out how to go in and edit your genes and end cancer and do all this, it'll be the biggest thing since ever. It'll be bigger than fire, bigger than the wheel. This is playing God. This is lightning in a bottle. But they want to test it all on us, and it's extremely dangerous. And so they're now testing on billions of people. 16% of the U.S. population is vaccinated. I was reading the other day, they think over a billion people now worldwide have been vaccinated with a system that manipulates your DNA, and all the scientists admit is super dangerous, and you spin the wheel, the weird stuff it can do, and it's already causing mass death. And it's the same thing. It's one thing to watch a movie where they actually use testimony and transcripts of what was said. But when I watched on the DVD hours of the actual hearings where they had the executives admitting, we don't know, we just thought the engineers were wrong, so we just said we'll save $27 million a day and not put concrete in the hole. And they're asking them, did you know it would blow up? And they're like, no, we just thought it wouldn't. It's like Chernobyl. It later came out that the Communist Party showed up. They said, you're not running this thing at full capacity. We're having power outages in the area. They said, listen, this reactor's got major problems. It needs to be fixed, and you cannot run these power tests at full power. There's a chance that it'll bring the reactor offline. Well, it didn't do that. It blew the damn thing up. So let me explain again. You get people that aren't engineers telling the engineers to do something they tell them is dangerous, and it didn't just take it offline. It blew up when they did it. And it's the same thing here. The engineers told them, this is going to blow up. And the bankers went, we're bankers, we're God, just do it. And so that's what I'm telling you. That's why I'm so concerned. Bill Gates and these guys have done something a billion times worse than the Deepwater Horizon and the BP's oil explosion, oil and gas explosion. They have jumped the shark at a level never before even imagined, and the death is insane. I know people that are dead from the shot. This office, everyone here knows people that got deathly ill or died. I'm going to open the phones up the next segment, and you'll have the people call in. And we're just sitting here watching this while these crazy people do this. And it's like the FBI director going, there's no Antifa at the Capitol, even though they arrested a bunch of them. Or it's like, Pelosi came out again, and the Democrats came out again, and a bunch of them came out again and said, there is no such thing as Antifa. I mean, they're just constant. Who was it? So many of them. Who was the Democrat yesterday said there's no such thing as Antifa? I forget who it was now. It wasn't Nadler. He said that last year. But after everything we've seen and cities burning with Antifa leading it, another major Democrat came out and said it's a myth. I wanted to play the clip yesterday, and we never got to it. Who was it? Yeah, it was okay. It was Joy Behar. That's right. I mean, wow, this is just crazy. We'll be right back. I'll give it up.
Alex Jones here with the new InfoWars sale, and it is a fantastic sale. It is many of our best-selling products that just so happen to also be selling out. But despite that, they're 50% off and free shipping on these select items. Again, all of these are selling out except for BrainForce. It finally came back into stock. It's amazing. It's 50% off and free shipping. We've got the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the Kava Chill, the Vasobeats, the Alpha Power. All of these are best sellers, 50% off and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, and it funds our operation. Plus, all of the Emirates essential oils, natural deodorants, shampoos, conditioners, a whole host of products. The entire Emirates Essentials line is close to selling out. More coming in a few months, but despite that right now, ladies and gentlemen, they're all 50% off as well with free shipping. Just follow the banners at InfoWarsStore.com to huge savings, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tell us for the last 100 years that we're going to establish world government to carry out the orderly depopulation of the planet for no reason. They didn't prepare all these systems or produce thousands of movies promoting it or thousands of books because they were playing tiddlywinks. They mean business, and they mean to take full control of human civilization. They're not in full control yet, but they're getting damn close. A lot of people say, well, I'll just submit and go along with them, really. Like the James Bond movie where they got him strapped down about to kill him with a laser. And he says, you expect me to talk? And he says, no, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. And so everybody can play along like you're part of the system. You're not. I just love how I told people about world government decades ago and how it was all being set up for medical tyranny to use a virus for a lockdown to build a post-human society. And I had the documents then, and people didn't want to believe me. And now, they don't even give me credit for having the documents. They think I'm like a prophet. I have sat there with senators and former heads of U.S. intelligence agencies and billionaires and you name it. And they literally go, how did you know all this? How did you predict it? How'd you know they do lockdowns that use a virus? And they're just like, wow. And I'm like, it's in the damn documents. Now, granted, there's a lot of documents, but there's key documents and there's all the rest of the BS. Like, I'm getting a lot of calls and a lot of texts, and I'm seeing people say, Jones, why haven't you talked about this incel that went and shot the 8 people in Atlanta? Well, I mean, day one when I saw it was Jack Shacks, massage parlors, sex shops. I was like, it's probably some gang war, or it's some incel. And once I saw the suspect, I go, my God, he looks like all the mass shooters. He's an incel. He hates women. Now, he's an incel that at least went and got, you know, serviced or whatever. And I'm not the sex trade, but I'm just saying he at least went out and was doing something. But then he got mad that he was spending all his money on this. And so then he went and killed the women. That's not because they were Asian. You know, that's like Jack the Ripper was reportedly the crown prince, and he was mad at the hookers, so he went and killed a bunch of them. That was a white dude killing white women. You know, John's killing hookers is as old as the world, and it's wrong, and it's disgusting, and it's cowardly. But that's what happened. Instead, it's like, oh, there's a war on Asians. Well, look, I don't want to get into racial statistics because I love everybody, but let's talk about who's attacking the Asians. Because the Asians come in and build businesses and things in poor black areas, and resentment builds up, a lot of it unfounded, some of it founded, only because I have grew up in Dallas, and I love Asian folks too. I'm just saying some of the Asians in the places are rude, and the fights get started, and a lot of enmity begins, and the people rob in the shops, and then everybody is treated bad, and then it turns into a fight. I mean, my goodness. I mean, the black folks are killing each other in those neighborhoods. So the fact they start killing the Asians, I mean, that's just what's going on. And it's a problem. But the media trying to turn this around and say there's an epidemic of white supremacists killing Asians. There was a video on CNN this morning of a homeless guy that tried to reportedly rob an Asian lady. And so she hit him, he hit them, and it was like, top story, white supremacist attacks old woman. And turns out he's a homeless mental patient. You know, a white homeless person in Seattle bit my cousin, who I was such good friends with, Jeffrey, I won't say his last name, and the homeless...